Well, I wasn't playing up in Belfast with my old team, Linfield, and Ollie got in contact with me, and I played under him before, and asked would I be interested in coming back to play, and once we kind of got terms sorted, I felt like it would be the right move for me to try and get back on track, so decided to move back up to Letterkenny.
Yeah, you've had two happy seasons there. That was 2016 and 2017. You were voted the Young Player of the Year in both of those seasons, and I think that's a fan vote as well. So you must have a great connection with the people up there in Donegal.
Yeah, I really feel like my first two spells there, they kind of welcomed me with open arms, and being so far from home, like, it was great to have that, and the responses so far from re-signing have been quite positive also, so I'm really happy about that, and I got on well with the fans the last time I was here, so hopefully it can be the same again.
And was that a big part of it that you knew the setups at the club? And what's different from 2017 to now?
The big difference is probably more professional on the pitch and off the pitch. Yeah, it's a little bit more professional, a little bit more organized, probably a bit more quality in the team. Like, not that we didn't have a good team when I was there last, but there's a good quality of player here. Yeah, probably just overall professionalism of the club, I think, has improved quite a bit.
And it has come on, especially under the tutelage there of Ollie Horgan. He's coming into his, I believe, his eighth season there now. Probably one of the most interesting men in Irish soccer at the minute. Give us the inside scoop. What's Ollie really about?
Ollie is what you see is what you get. Honest, hard working, doesn't take no crap. Like, you know what you're getting with him, and as long as you work hard and you're honest with him, then that's as best as you can do, really. In his eyes, as long as you're hard working and honest, that's all you can ask for.
And you were saying there you were playing with Linfield in the Northern Irish League, which doesn't really get a lot of love from us down here in the south. We kind of ignore it a little bit. You didn't get to play much up there. Was that affected by COVID as well?
I wouldn't say it was affected by COVID. I just didn't play. The manager just, didn't decided not to play me for whatever reasons. I wasn't fully aware of the reasons, but that's football. I just had to get on with it. And I did play when I first signed, and I played a couple of games in Europe this season, but league games were limited. I just think the manager's, manager's style of play or whatever, I just didn't suit at the time, so just had to kind of take it on the chin.
Are the leagues much different between, the League of Ireland and the Premiership up there?
Maybe the League of Ireland has a small bit more quality. I think that's the going conception. I do think that there's still very good teams in the north. Linfield were a really strong side. Probably the main difference that most people wouldn't realise, I'd say the pitches. I think the pitches down south are much better, like the quality of actual pitch. The pitches up there can be quite tough, and yeah, there's probably more full-time teams down south as well.
You did mention you got to play a Champions League fixture as well, one of the European qualifiers, because Linfield are, a very storied club up in the north that people might know. They've won, I think it's 45 or something like 54 titles or something like that. So they're a real strong concern up there. But European success really hasn't happened for them in the last couple of years, really. And taking on Legia Warsaw, a club that really has a long history with Irish teams playing in Europe as well. So tell us what that experience was like. And unfortunately, it didn't go your way because of that red card in the second half.
I'd never been to Poland, so travelling to Poland was a great experience. The stadium, their facilities are like top class. The stadium was amazing. It's a shame there was no fans in it, but it was great to play there. Like, and they were such a good side. Like, they were so well organised. Like, really good players, like, on much, much more money than us boys were on. Like, it was really good to share a pitch with some of them. It was like pretty much 90 minutes of defending for us. We didn't get much chance to attack, so I was kind of always having to, be alert. But no, it was a great experience playing in Poland against such a big team. Like, I mean, they've been in the Champions League group stages and everything, like, so it's pretty mad when you think about it like that. Well, no, I enjoyed it. It was great. Like, European experiences are always great. I won't have it this year, but hopefully in the future it will come again. But no, it was great.
Just to give people a sense of the quality that Legia had on the pitch that day, Artur Boric was in goal, and people will remember him as the holy goalie when he played for Celtic. He also played for Southampton, I believe, as well. So that's the kind of level you were playing against up there.
Yeah, they had really high quality players, like international footballers for Poland and a couple of other nationalities, but you could see, just even if you didn't know, who they played for, it was evident when you're on the pitch playing against them, like, the quality they had. So
looking back at your early days, of course, you came over to Wexford. I believe you were about 13 or 14, was that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I moved over when I was, I think, 13, turning 14. Yeah.
And then, you know, you come over to Wexford Town, and do you get straight into North End United, because they play a huge role developing your football as well? Do you get stuck in with North End when you come over?
Yeah, big time. I knew a lot of people from Wexford. Like, my mum's from Wexford. We just happened to live in England, and I was born there, but my mum's from Wexford, and I'd have a lot of friends and family over here. So, like, I would have been friends with the likes of Robin Dempsey and Rihanna Jarrett and her brother Jordan Jarrett, and like, I'd know all the Dempseys and stuff like that. So they were always mixed in with North End, like they've roots there, and they kind of got me going up to training with North End, and I started playing for the youth team even when I was just 14, and then I kind of started playing with 16s, and then you know, I was playing with 16s and the youths, and then eventually I was playing with the men's B team and then the first team for a few games, and I couldn't speak highly enough about my time there. Everyone like really looked after me there, and there was great people. I think Shane Roach was my first manager, who passed away a few years ago, and he was great with me. I loved Shane. He really looked after me.
And of course, you mentioned that link up with Rihanna Jarrett. I know you're still a big fan of hers, and following everything she does in England as well. And it's great to see that, you know, two good footballers have come out of the club there in recent years and gone on to represent big teams, major teams on both sides of the Irish Sea.
Yeah, I mean, Rihanna was always such a good player. Like, when she was younger, she would play with the boys, like, and she'd make a show of the boys. She was always talented, like, and you know, she was playing with Wexford for a number of years and got her international call-ups. Like, I mean, it was only a matter of time before she got an opportunity across the water, whether it be in England or somewhere else in Europe. So I think she was well deserving of that, like, and she's starting to get a few goals now over there. And me and her brother, like, we're always talking about her and keeping tracks on her, like, and we love seeing her do well. She always, you know, she's always she's such a hard worker, like, she deserves everything she gets.
And for yourself, you know, you went on to do great things. North End, they haven't done too badly in the last couple of years either, with their junior cups at Leinster level and at the FAI level. Do you still follow what goes on in the club?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, as I was saying about Rihanna's twin brother, he plays with North End's B team, so whenever I'm home in Wexford, I'll go up and I'll watch them. Like, I'll watch them, and then the first team will be playing before them, or I'll watch them, and if the youths are playing, I'll try and watch them. Like, but I love to see the lads doing well, like, you know, because, you know, I love my town Wexford, so it's always good to see teams doing well and people from Wexford doing well. I love it.
You also had a run with the Wexford Interleague youth team back there. I believe that was 2014 thereabouts as well. You were reached the FAI League Cup there the same year, defeated by Galway, unfortunately, but
yeah.
That must have been a great experience though.
Yeah, geez, I forgot about that. That was really good. It was such a good experience that I think we played like the DVSL and Carlo, and, you know, we got really good wins. We had a really good team there. I mean, the likes of Mikey Rowe, he was over in America, he's back now, and you got Ryan Delaney, I think he's in England still now playing in League One, like, he was with us, and, you know, there was a host of good players, and we were unlucky to get there. I think we had an injury or a sending off or something, but no, it was unfortunate we didn't win it, but we had a good team, and it was a good experience. I loved it.
Your current club, Harps, they managed to escape relegation last year, and we know they're very much fighting an uphill battle there in the Premier Division as well when it comes to trying to compete with the Premier Division sides, like the Dublin sides and Dundalk and that kind of thing, when it comes to especially the financial element of the game. But, you know, Harps have been fighting up there for quite a while now, and would you be positive about where the club is going, and that, you know, they won't be just in relegation dog scraps every year, that they can, you know, push up the table a little bit?
Well, I mean, we've good players here. You know, I'd never talk out of harm and say we're going to stay up, because it's always going to be tough because the quality that's in the league. But we've definitely good players here, and I think if, you know, we all pull in the right direction, then hopefully, like, you know, like last season where we didn't have to be in the playoff, you know, I mean, hopefully going forward, you know, it's not like we're going to be fighting for to be in that situation, but it's always going to be tough. Like, you know, like, there's so many good teams in the league with more resources and more money, so it's always going to be a struggle. But yeah, hopefully going forward, you know, if we can, or if Ollie and the management team can, you know, keep things going in a professional way and bring in, you know, more players to keep the squad competitive and stuff like that, then, you know, there's no reason why in a few years or whatever we can't, you know, push on.
I'm just watching a video here that was released just after you signed back with Finn Harps, and it's clips of you interspersed with the final film in the Batman series by Christopher Nolan, clips of Michael Caine there along with you defending like an absolute champ. I'm sure that doesn't happen for every single player that signs for Harps, so they must have a real love for you up there.
I was making me dinner in the kitchen when I seen that, and I was laughing for about 10 minutes. It was brilliant. Yeah, I loved it. That was really good. Like, that's a nice touch, to be fair. It was made me smile. I sent it to my mum, and she was laughing at it as well.
Yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful video, and I would encourage everybody who has a Twitter account to go look for it there. It's really, really funny. And, you know, you can find it through Ethan's account there too. Just our final question of the evening, Ethan, just looking ahead now to the future of your career. You're with Finn Harps at the minute, but you've played in Europe now. You've got that little bit of experience, played in a couple of different jurisdictions there. I'm sure, you know, you're looking to, you know, the players that you've played with in the past, the likes of a Ryan Delaney now, and thinking, you know, I'm 24 years of age, I've got plenty left to give. And, you know, that trip out to England or maybe even further afield, that's still not out of the realms of possibility. Would that be something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've never been shy about it. I mean, it hasn't happened for me yet, but I mean, I'm 24 and I'm still, you know, I'm still young and I'm healthy and, you know, I'm still ambitious. So, I mean, you know, I can just take one good season and then you could be on your way. And as long as I'm, you know, as long as I'm still playing at a good level, I'll, you know, I won't stop trying, you know, and hopefully I get the break and I play well and I might need a little bit of luck. But if the chance comes, I'll definitely, you know, I'll be there to take it, hopefully.